Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Tennessee Titans training camp opening today for the Titans and breaking down the power rankings that have come out from theathletic.com. Indianapolis at number 10, the Titans at number 11 in the power rankings. So the Colts getting some love. The Titans just behind the Colts in the power rankings at number 11 at theathletic.com. Is that disrespectful? Should the Titans be ahead of the Colts? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is going to be, I think, a continual conversation. And look, I've heard Jared talk about this. There are a lot of Titans fans that feel this way too. Indianapolis feels like they traditionally get a lot of love. I mean, it feels like they, very well-respected organization, deservedly so. They've been very good for the most part for the last 20 years. Now you've got Carson Wentz coming in, and we've talked about him. We don't really know what version of Carson Wentz we're going to see. And to your point, like Phillip Rivers last year, he's pretty good for the most part. He did have his moments at the end of some games, but for the most part, Phillip Rivers was pretty good last year. The question is, can Carson Wentz look anything like the MVP version of Carson Wentz that we saw a few years ago? I have my doubts on that. I think he will be better this year. I don't think he's going to look anything like that. And I guess the question is, like, what level of Carson Wentz does he need to play at in order to make Indianapolis a true contender in the AFC? That's the question to me, because I like a lot of their pieces defensively. I think Jonathan Taylor is a very good running back that Indianapolis has. He came into his own at the end of last year after struggling to begin the season. So there's a lot of things there that you like about Indy. I just wonder, like, what version of Carson Wentz do we have to see in order for them to truly be considered one of the upper echelon teams in the AFC? And I think it's going to have to be at a pretty high level. Yeah. I'm just not convinced he can get there.
Right. I mean, if it's 2016-17, then
they'll be in good shape.
Then, yeah, they're right there. I mean, the bottom line is we have no idea, and I think he's probably one of the most interesting players in the whole league this year in terms of just not knowing what to expect, and a player who has been great and been awful at the most important position. But the awful, how much of it was the awful around him, the just terrible offensive line and so many other issues? Probably a fair amount, but the thing is, of course, that tends to, especially with a quarterback who's had multiple serious injuries,
yep,
tends to affect performance. I mean, I think we saw it with Marcus Mariota, and he didn't go through nearly the stuff Carson Wentz has gone through, although that nerve stuff was pretty scary and, yep, and strange. But I think we saw that. I think Marcus Mariota was a different player in the pocket in 2019 than he was in 2016, clearly. So, but that also doesn't mean that I mean, everybody's different too. Carson Wentz could get past all that and be really good again.
So how much of the Titans being at number 11 in this power ranking do you think is Ryan Tannehill? And maybe the continued lack of appreciation for what he is, what he's done in this Titans offense? Because we talked about that with Jeremy Fowler and his polls with executives and coaches and players, and how Tannehill was outside of the top 10 there. You know, I think it depends on who you ask around the league that covers the league, but I'm sure that there are people who cover this league that view Ryan Tannehill very similarly to some other executives and coaches around the league, and that is, he's fine, but he's not a guy that elevates anybody around him. How much of where the Titans sit in these power rankings at number 11 do you think is a reflection on how people view Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, if you're going to talk about disrespect for the Titans, you got to talk about disrespect for Ryan Tannehill.
That's right.
They go hand in hand. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, look, I'm waiting for, like, our Mike Sando is going to do, you know, the quarterback tiers. I think that usually comes out in August. Is that right?
Yep.
Usually sometime here in this next month. I mean, I'm waiting for the glowing quote from somebody about Tannehill.
Where do you think he ends up? I think he ends up in tier 3. I think he should be tier 2.
Well, that's exactly what it was last year.
Yep.
And I would agree. He should be tier 2. But, yes, he'll probably be tier 3. And, again, I'm waiting for somebody to say something other than, well, you know, Derrick Henry, play action, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't watch him much, by the way, blah, blah, blah. But, yes, that's part of this for sure. There's no doubt.
Yep, and I wonder, you know, offensively, everything looks great on paper, too. Do people care that Arthur Smith is gone and they've got a new offensive coordinator in there? Like, I wonder how deep of a dive people take into this. Probably not much. I would imagine that you look at that roster on offense and even, you know, your skeptics of the Titans, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry. It's hard to be overly skeptical of that offense. Like, you've got to know it's going to be pretty good.
Well, but I think that people who are actually informed on teams have to look at what Arthur Smith did, know that he's the Falcons head coach now, 2 years after people were like, gosh, that guy is getting the OC job, huh? Yeah. Probably tells you something about the job he did and how people feel about him. So anybody really paying attention, I would think, would also be factoring that in. And that's fair. I mean, that's a lot on Todd Downing and a lot to live up to there.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Got a texture that says, Indy is the Cowboys of the AFC. They suck and are ridiculously overrated.
No, they're not the Cowboys of the AFC. The Steelers are probably the Cowboys of the AFC, right?
Probably, but at least they get to the playoffs all the time.
Okay, so, well, I'm saying purely in terms of
reputation.
Whatever they do, they will have the attention. But you're right, they have actually have performed. But the Colts have too.
Right.
I mean, what have the Colts done? The Colts have been good, good, good. They bottom out and get Luck and are able to go straight from Manning to Luck. But they've played well. Who would be the Cowboys in terms of disappointing, and yet people talk about them all the time in the AFC?
I'm not sure that team exists.
I'm not sure that team exists either. Now, if the Patriots go into, like, you know, hibernation and Belichick retires, maybe they could become that team. But they're just, first of all, like, you can't replicate what Jerry Jones is, right? So that automatically just puts a big megaphone on everything the Cowboys are. Maybe the Raiders.
Maybe.
Like a team that we talk about all the time, even if they don't really deserve it, I guess.
To be clear also, like, we're not saying that Indy is not good or that they suck, as the texter points out. I think with the Titans winning the division last year, with the additions that they've made, I think they're the favorite. But I'm not under the illusion that Indy's like a bad football team or something like that.
Oh, they're a very good football team. I think they're going to be in the playoffs. I think it's going to be a very good race for the AFC South. You might need to be 13-4 to win the AFC South. Or even 14-3? Probably not.
14-3 would be a heck of a bar.
Will 12-5 win the AFC South?
That's a good question.
It might.
I think there's a good chance 12-5 would win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's something like that, like 12-5, 11-6. I think they're both very good.
Well, as we found out last year also, I mean, the AFC is pretty loaded. There are a lot of teams last year. I mean, there was teams that went 9-7 last year that did not make the playoffs. And pretty good league last year. I wonder, like, is it going to be that good again? Maybe. I don't know. My guess would be probably not, but it was pretty good last year, loaded from top to bottom.
I mean, you can go through the AFC, and, okay, the Dolphins, I think, are just getting ignored by people.
I think so, too.
They're not bad. The Patriots, could they make a big jump? You know, the quarterback's the question, but they're getting their defense back. I think the Steelers are being ignored. Roethlisberger's in shape. Maybe he's got more to him. Burrow's, you know, and the Bengals. I mean, look, the Raiders aren't terrible. You can go through. There's a lot of, like, the Broncos are intriguing. The Chargers are a trendy pick.
Those odds on the Broncos, I bet, come down pretty significantly today.
Now that we know that. I mean,
there was one point they were number two in the AFC West behind Kansas City.
That was half. Aaron Rodgers half on their team odds?
So. Yeah. I think those are probably coming down today.
Probably. Because what? I mean, Drew Lock is widely regarded the worst starter in the NFL.
Yeah. Number 32 on the list of quarterbacks.
I would still take him over Taysom Hill, but hey, that's just me.
I know one guy who wouldn't. Well, Sean Payton loves him some Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Let's see how that works.
That'll be interesting. Is that actually going to be a QB battle?
I think so. I think it is. Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill battling it out. Where are they in these power rankings?
That's a good question. I mean, they can't be high, right? They're actually higher than – I know they're way higher than I put them, which means some people really think too much of them. They're 17.
I mean, they've got a good roster. But
they do. They have a good roster.
But Michael Thomas is going to miss, like, the first month of the season at least.
Right. I can't get there. Now, look, Winston, which, again, I'm just disregarding. Taysom Hill can be a little trick play guy. But Winston is still a lot of – Sean Payton is exactly the coach who says, I can figure this guy out. Because he's got all the arm talent, all the ability. Cut those picks in half. Yeah. That maybe they could be a team that tries to get in the playoffs.
By the way, the team that's right behind the Titans in this power ranking poll on the athletic.com at number 12, the Arizona Cardinals, the team the Titans opened the season with at Nissan Stadium.
Rondale Moore. See, we're all talking about J.J. Watt and Hopkins and
about
Butler.
Rondale Moore.
But Rondale Moore makes his NFL debut in this stadium, I always thought he should.
That's right. You're exactly right. Rondale Moore coming to town, baby. That's right.
Boiler up.
When we come back, we will switch gears and get into a little college football. Taking your thoughts in our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. What is the next move for the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC now that Texas and Oklahoma appear to be coming to the SEC? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rextro, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.